Next up, we've got Roger in Alaska, who's got a super loud heater. And I guess in Alaska, your heat is on a lot, so you want it to be kind of quiet. Welcome, Roger.
We bought a bed and breakfast up here, and we're not using it as a bed and breakfast. We're just living in it.
Okay.
And one of the last things that was done to it was they replaced this old 77% efficient furnace with a brand new cutting edge 97%er. And we did a bunch of insulation work on it and everything after that, too. But one thing we notice is the vents, I mean, when that thing, it's like it's a variable stage, and
right.
The vents seem to roar sometimes when it gets to blowing warm air. We haven't
right.
had much of a use for it yet. It's still summer. So we haven't heard it kick on, I think, full power. I mean, and maybe that's it. We're just starting to hear it. And I'm wondering, can we're probably going to have to contact the HVAC guys, but is there anything that can be done or maybe open the ends of, I mean, replace the floor grates with something that's wider apertures or something? It just sounds like there's a lot of noise coming out of it.
The one question I would have is, did they change the blower speed? Because if the blower speed is higher than it was before, and it might be necessary by, depending on the type of high-efficiency furnace that was installed, but the blower speed was stepped up, that could make for louder air noises going through the duct system. And second to that, it is possible to do a few things to quiet the duct systems. If they're expanding and contracting and sort of making that oil can popping sound, they could be reinforced to slow that down. They can also be insulated, and you could add additional bracing to it to cut down vibration. So I think you got to isolate as to whether or not this is just wind speed because of the blower, or is it vibration and expansion and contraction because the ducts are just sort of old and loose and, like you say, potentially undersized. So you do need to look into it a little bit deeper, but rest assured that there are a couple things that you could do to probably quiet it. Although, having said that, the high-efficiency systems are louder sometimes than the old ones, because the old ones only had a kind of a lazy burner that lit up and then the blower that just sort of chugged along. High-efficiency systems have draft inducers, which are motors that come on and pull the gases through the system so that you're assured of getting every single BTU out of the gas that you burn. That's what gives you the efficiency, but it does add just a bit to the noise component.
Yeah, we don't know the history on the thing because we just moved in, and we do know the gas bills were pretty horrendous over recent years. That was part of the disclosure and the sale of the house and all. So we're happy to have the high-efficiency system. But it, like you said, maybe it's just it's a requirement because of the high efficiency of it. But we're gonna have to look into a few other things. I'm afraid that it's gonna involve getting an HVAC company in to possibly change out the squirrel cage blower in there. Really, it's a new system. I'd rather not do that.
That's something that I would not do, and frankly, that would have been part of the furnace anyway, so you wouldn't just replace that. If it, you know, those are multi-speed blowers, and the fan speed can be adjusted, but that would not be part of what I would expect.
Okay. Well, I love y'all's show. I'm just worried that we may have bought a money pit up here in Alaska,
oh,
but
no.
We love it. I tell you. The views are gorgeous.
Well, Roger, if it turns out that's what you did, you know the number, 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much. Love the show.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.